Now, Wisconsinites get their turn at nominating each party's 2020 presidential candidates in a few months, but the Republican ballot may not have many options. Wisconsin's partisan presidential primary is Tuesday, April 7th, and a group of state Republicans voted yesterday to block President Trump's Republican primary challengers from appearing on the ballot. That puts Wisconsin in line with a handful of other states that have either done the same or canceled their Republican primaries altogether. Patrick Marley covers politics in the State House for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he's been following this story. Patrick, good to have you back with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So what happened with that vote yesterday?
So in Wisconsin, there's a panel that's convened every 4 years. It consists of five Republicans and five Democrats, and they decide who to put on the ballot. State law says they're supposed to put on there people who are generally recognized by the media as candidates, but it leaves it to this panel alone to determine who meets that criteria. The Republicans decided that they didn't want to have the two most prominent opponents in the Republican primary, Bill Weld and Joe Walsh, on the ballot. And so they put forward only Trump's name.
So
which
you
means he's the only guy on the ballot.
So you said it's five Democrats, five Republicans, but who are those people and how do they get onto that panel?
So state law spells this out. It's the chairman of each of the major parties and then top Republicans and top Democrats from each house of the legislature or someone that they name on their behalf, and then a committee man and a committee woman for each of the parties.
And is this a usual way that states decide who's on their ballots?
I guess I don't know what other states do. I think it varies considerably from one state to another. This is the way Wisconsin has done it for a long time. It's interesting that the Democrats were critical of this but didn't try to stop this. They didn't say anything during the meeting about it. I talked to the chairman of the Democratic Party afterward about why. He said at the end of the day he thinks it should be up to the parties themselves to determine who qualifies as a candidate. But he was critical of it, saying that it seems that Republicans don't want to have any hint of dissent within their ranks.
So as we noted, this is part of a national trend, other states either canceling their Republican primary or limiting that it's only President Trump on it. Do we have a sense of if this is happening more often than it sometimes does when there is an incumbent of either party?
Usually when someone has an incumbent candidate, and particularly for president, their party rallies behind that person. It's pretty unusual to not have that happen, though. I suppose you could look back to you had Reagan making an early run for president. But in this case, what's unusual, I think, is that, you know, Trump clearly is going to get his party's nomination. Bill Weld and Joe Walsh don't offer any kind of real threat to him in terms of his ability to get votes. But Republicans have said here and elsewhere they either, like you said, don't want a primary or don't want anyone else on the ballot.
Is there any way for former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld or former Representative from Illinois Joe Walsh to still get on the Wisconsin ballot despite this decision by the panel?
Yes, if they can get 1,000 signatures in each of the state's 8 congressional districts over the next 3 weeks, they can get themselves on the ballot. That's that's a pretty high hurdle to do in a short period of time in Wisconsin, and neither has said if they will try to do that. There is some recognition that it would be quite a challenge for them.
While they haven't commented on whether they're going to do that, did they comment on the decision in Wisconsin?
Yes, they were both very critical. They both tweeted about the issue yesterday. Joe Walsh said he says it's 10 states where this has happened to him. He says Republicans are doing it to, quote, protect their king. This isn't Russia. This isn't China. This is un-American. And Weld said essentially the same thing, that it's not the way democracy is supposed to work.
We're talking with Patrick Marley right now. He covers politics and the State House for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about the decision by a bipartisan panel yesterday to not put two challengers to President Trump on the Republican presidential primary ballot this April. Let's go to the phones, and Dave in Milwaukee is up. Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon. First of all, great topic. And I just think this is a travesty. I mean, this Trump and these people voting for him. They want it to be all about him all the time. Then they're not these other guys, Matt Dingus or George Wallace or whatever. These are good candidates. They should be included. And everything Trump does and all the people who support him are bad people. And it's just terrible. I cannot wait until we get back to business as usual with good people and good ideas.
Thanks for that call, Dave. And that is an interesting aspect of this. There are probably some Republicans who, even if they're not sure whether they would vote for one of the challengers or not, feel like they want to at least be given the choice.
That may be. And I think it's important to give the explanation that the Republican Party here is making, and that is that neither of these candidates have mounted a very serious campaign, in their opinion. They haven't had much of a campaign operation, if one at all, in Wisconsin. The chairman of the Republican Party here says he only heard from the campaign shortly before this meeting yesterday. And so he said if these candidates were really serious, you would be seeing them out there more. They'd be doing the kinds of things that need to be done to get them recognized and put on the ballot.
Well, Patrick, an interesting aspect of this whole issue is that this April presidential primary is also the general election day for the state's Supreme Court justice race. Does this move to block President Trump's challengers have any implication for that race if maybe Republican voters don't turn out because they know Trump will be the nominee?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. That's a good point. It could create a challenge for Dan Kelly. He's the incumbent justice who's on the ballot that day. He's a conservative, and so he would want as much Republican turnout as possible, even though it's a nonpartisan race. That's really who he's going to be appealing to. And so by reducing the candidates on the presidential primary to one, you've really only given conservatives one reason to come to the polls that day. That would be the race for Supreme Court, unless there's a local race that somebody's interested in. And then for the Democrats, they're going to and liberals are going to have a lot of reasons to come to the polls. There's obviously a huge primary, at least at the moment, on the Democratic side, and then there'll also be the Supreme Court race. So already people were expecting that liberals had an advantage in one way in the Supreme Court race because turnout for Democrats is expected to be so high in the presidential race. This may have made it marginally better for Democrats, worse for Republicans in terms of turnout because there's so little, there is no choice on the Republican side.
Well, Patrick, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Patrick Marley. He covers politics and the State House for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was with us today to talk about a vote by a group of Wisconsin Republicans yesterday to clear President Trump's challengers from the state primary ballot. That's ahead of Wisconsin's partisan presidential primary on Tuesday, April 7th.